So in contemplation, there would still be a mental movement, but not a translation of that movement into words. Is that more or less?
Something like that, yes. That, it's well, like I say, I think that I feel the word attunement is very helpful. So sati sampajanya is that attuning of the mind to the field of experience, and then that attunement then brings with it a quality of pattern recognition, seeing how things fit together and relate with each other. It's not necessarily spelling that out with words, well, like with music. You know, I'm not a musician, but I've done a lot of chanting. And so that attuning to the other voices that are there, or needing to ignore certain voices that are off key or going at a strange rhythm, or that or whatever it might be, that
we're all familiar with.
We're all familiar with. So that there's an attunement, there's a recognizing of the patterns that are at work, how things relate with each other. It's not having to spell that out and saying, oh, that voice is three notes above the home note. He's doing that wrong. And therefore I am going to do this to counteract that. It doesn't have to be verbalized at all, but there's a knowing of what's there, recognizing of the patterns, and a responsivity in relationship to the patterns that are being recognized. So, I mean, pattern recognition sounds a bit technical, but it's kind of the way that's what we're doing is recognizing how the elements of the natural world relate to each other. In a way, it's like Dhamma Niyama, the kind of lawfulness of how the natural world functions and how things relate to each other and function in connection with each other. And so it's the heart attuning to that way that the world works. And then the choices that come from that, to push forward, hold back, a bit left, a bit right, then that's coming from that attunement, not from a conceptual. Like if you try to, and many of us have probably had that experience, if you, with chanting, for example, you know, if you, particularly if you're leading it, if you have the thought, you know, what does the next line begin with? You know, what's the first word of the next verse? You're toast, as they say. Yeah, you're done. You know what the next verse begins with, but as soon as you have the idea about it, then it's like, I've had the experience at the retreat at IMS, 100 people in the shrine room, kneeling down in front of the shrine, light the candles and the incense. How does it begin? Like you couldn't remember your soul. It's gone because it's like, this is really important. I'm leading the chanting. There's 100 people in the room. How does it begin? Because of thinking about it, when you know you really know. So the attuning to the situation and not laying an extra veneer of conceptualization on top of it, and then trusting that attunement. There's the very first sutta in the in the Samyutta Nikaya, which we quote in this book.
I read it out.
You did already, yeah. So that's when somebody asks the Buddha, "How did you cross the flood?" You know, 9:15.5, 10. How did you cross the flood? A devata asked the Buddha, "How, dear sir, did you cross the flood?" Like the transcending the experience of samsara. "By not halting, friend, and by not straining, I crossed the flood." "But how is it, dear sir, that by not halting and by not straining, you crossed the flood?" "When I came to a standstill, friend, then I sank. But when I struggled, then I got swept away. It is in this way, friend, that by not halting and by not straining, I crossed the flood." It's kind of all-purpose life advice. That's So to me, that's that quality of non-conceptual, non-personal, attuning, not thinking about it, and by not halting, by not straining, then the flood is crossed. So to the conceptual mind, it's like, but what am I supposed to do? And it likes to have a formula or a plan. But the way of the Buddha and a way of awakenedness is, and I think it's no accident they put that as sort of number one, sutta number one in the first chapter of the Sangyutta. That's the opening. That's the representation of that attunement, that the heart bringing itself into harmony with Dhamma, not pushing, not holding back, and that it can be frustrating to the mind that wants some more detail or specificity. But to me, it's representing that kind of balancedness and the responsivity to the present experience.